USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pressure is continuing to mount on President Biden to address the United States' crime surge after Pennsylvania Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon was carjacked at gunpoint. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki describing what the administration is doing to stop crime.
We're giving communities historic levels of funding through the rescue plan to fight crime, make neighborhoods safer by supporting programs to interrupt violence, hiring additional law enforcement officers, and providing them with the resources and tools they've asked for. We're also helping communities through initiatives like the COPS program, which is putting 1,000 more cops on the beat.
A second COVID-19 antiviral pill is getting FDA emergency use authorization. Merck's pill is now cleared in use for adults 18 and up who've tested positive for COVID-19 and are at high risk for hospitalization or death. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
An investigation continues into what caused a fire at an oil refinery plant in Texas.
A large explosion took place early Thursday morning at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial incident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located about 25 miles east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in 1920 and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The company's website says it produces 584,000 barrels of crude oil per day. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Emergency crews are on the scene of a pileup involving over 100 cars in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol saying the crash happened near Osseo today on Interstate 94 and was likely caused by icy and snowy driving conditions. I-94 is still closed in both directions. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden says progress is being made in reducing supply chain bottlenecks. Biden adding that some of the steps his administration took are easing some of the supply chain shortages and store shortages across the country. But Jay Foreman, Basic Family CEO, tells Fox News if you are looking for that last-minute Christmas gift, you may still have a hard time finding it.
Probably still tough to get that Xbox or those, you know, one or two toughest toys or items on your Christmas list. But there are plenty of products now in the market. There's lots of bargains. And my guess is that in January, when everybody's getting ready to cash in those gift cards, you might start to find some of those hard-to-locate items.
The surge of illegal immigrants entering the United States isn't unique to the Southwest, as the U.S. Coast Guard is reporting a 1,600% increase in apprehensions at the Florida shores since the 2020 fiscal year. Florida AG Ashley Moody explains what her state is doing in response.
We are dedicating millions to deal with the effects of this disastrous immigration policy. We're trying to determine how we can control those that are coming into our state.
Most illegal immigrants coming by boat to Florida are coming from Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.